KSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Playing in a pub, you all know well. I met a girl.
We're told that after the war, the Nazis vanished without a trace. But the Italians, the fascists, still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. While Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I am your host, the great and sticky Moose, and you are listening to 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio. You might also be listening to this show on 90.3 FM CKUT in Montreal, 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, or 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo. This show is recorded on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan people and broadcast originally from the territory of the Wet'suwet'en. It is heard across Canada on unceded territory, so take some time to learn about whose land you're living on. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can check out the incredible and vital work that they are doing by searching for them on Facebook. You can at any time reach out to Syrup Moose Radio by email at syrupmooserecords@gmail.com or by finding me on Blue Sky, xada.bluesky.social. That's xada.bluesky.social. For more from this show, visit smithersradio.com or themarsh.ca. Enjoy the show.
I know I should sleep, but the voices in my head go. I know I should sleep, but the voices in my head go. I know I should sleep, but the voices in my head go. my head go.
Hello, welcome to Syrup Mousse Radio. The song you just heard is a live one from my show at Midsummer, because I got to start with that. I have to. I am delirious from that night still. Thank you so much to everybody who came out and absolutely tore the roof off that place. I'm shook, to say the least. Thanks to everybody who invited me there, who came out and, you know, took a look at someone they'd never heard of before in most cases. And, to everybody who did know me and came out anyway. So, wild. That song called Voices uses a sample that I should have looked up. This is a weird one. So I don't really know, in terms of electronic music, where the line between like a remix and just using a sample is. I don't really know. So I think it's worth just shouting out. I mean, it's like one of the weirder songs that I've done, and it's something that it based on something that I saw on TikTok of all places. So it does seem only fair that I mention it, and I've almost got it. This is called Vamping. Oh wow. The short of it has, like 700 views on YouTube. That's kind of cool. All right. It is for Voices in My Head by Enima. Again, I don't know if I should call that a remix or a bootleg or what it is. I don't, you know, it's not used with permission, but hopefully it's used in the spirit of fair use and good fun. So that's what that is, and truly one of the wilder songs that I've ever made. And based on the reaction of folks, that was the sort of last song that I played. People lost it. It was awesome. I like I say, I am still kind of delirious from everything, and you know, I'm very tired. It took a lot out of me. If you are listening to this and you have like pictures and videos of my set, please send them to me. You can tag me on Instagram at the Megafauna, or you can email stuff directly to me, canadianmegafauna@gmail.com. I would just love to know. I love to see what you have, and I would love to hear from you. I hope you had a good time. I hope it was energetic and bananas, because that is absolutely what I was going for. We're going to keep it super light this week. I'm, like I said, I'm hanging in there as best I can. And yeah, I'm truly kind of humbled and honored at the response that I got at Midsummer. So hopefully next summer it's going to be a few more festivals. This year I did not get any other invitations, really. So that's not fair. Ignite the Arts did want me out in March, but I wasn't able to make that happen. So but if you are listening and you did enjoy the absolute chaos of a live set that I put on at Midsummer, I am available for live shows. I'm gonna try and post stuff around that song. Voices, I'm gonna put up wherever I can, whenever I can. We'll see what happens. And yeah, all right, folks. I'm you know, let's play some music. It's been a minute since we've really done some music stuff together. So let's do some music stuff together. And again, shout out to everybody who I played with on the 4-H stage: Luna Flora, Half Asian Amy Dakota, DJ Gobe, Death and All. Oh god, Death and All, you guys were sick. I mean, you were all insane, truly. I wish I could have stayed the whole night, but I was fully wiped out at the end. So thank you all for sharing stage with me and for sharing that experience with me. It was very cool. If you are hearing this and are just putting together who I am, you can find all of my music and stuff over at themarsh.ca. That is where Megafauna, Ground Trencher, and Venereal all live, and shirts and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Oh, God, and thank you to the three people who bought CDs off of me, and for the three very young girls who wanted me to sign their arm. Very cute and very fun. So thank you for the boost to my ego, for sure. All right. We're going to get into some music. I haven't decided what yet,
So I hope you like whatever it is that I decide. Enjoy.
Time.
ones there from Canada from the last week. You've got Rinovare, Phenomena, and Sun Junkies with Looking Out of Buildings. Yeah, I like to go and have a little look at the old earshot stuff. So put your stuff on earshot if you want. I mean, it would be cool. All right, we're going to play some more music. Honestly, I'm going to just sort of do these like blocks and then check in between because that's all I got in me, folks. I'm doing my best. And I hope you are all well recovered from the weekend if you were at Midsummer. So, all right, we got some more music here coming up. A new one from Motion City Soundtrack and a whole bunch more. So let's check it out.
Can't ignore it. All these feelings I've felt have been working against me, man, since I've been alive. It's kind of funny, strange, I never saw it. Unless somebody spells it out, I never understand. At least that's how it feels.
Traditionally linked to death, loss, mourning, and grief.
Oh. tell us everything is fine. We'll stand with us because this treatment is a crime. The working people fuel the engine while you yank the chain. We fight the wars and build the buildings for someone else's gain. So tell me who will stand with us. So tell me who will stand with us.
Also symbolizes change, renewal, rebirth, and new beginnings. Black roses are also associated with courage, confidence, and strength.